Way! Oh, yeah, you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and you can listen on the World Wide Web, of course, a couple of ways, either by dialing directly into the website, CITR.ca, and clicking on the live stream, and, of course, playing it on your favorite audio player. Or, of course, you can go to the podcast link on the left side of the page, click on the podcast, and, of course, pick your favorite show, because pretty much all of us are podcasts now. You are listening to yours truly, Spike. I will be here until 7:30 bringing you the best in new and not-so-new independent Canadian content from coast to coast. Hey, we got lots of great new stuff lined up for me here. Exclusive to the Canadian Way, these are CITR debuts from the likes of The Ghost is Dancing, Bad Beers, something brand new from them, as well as the new They Shoot Horses, Don't They, which we debuted on last week's show, as well as if you're a regular reader of the Canadian Way's blog on MySpace, brand new debuts from Said the Whale, Parlor Steps, and Wasabi Collective. As well, we have the brand new Rick White solo CD. I believe that's the second full-length solo effort from Mr. Rick White, formerly of Eric's Trip. But today, right now, we are going to get the program started with three, probably four bands that are going to be playing tonight around town. It's an action-packed night in the live music scene here in Vancouver. Of course, there's so much else going on. We have the Memorial Cup with the Giants. Go Giants! Of course, they just started right now, so you want to tune it, your TV, if you have one, to Channel 22 Sportsnet. Put it on mute, listen to the Canadian Way, and watch the Vancouver Giants clean some serious house in the Memorial Cup round robin playoffs starting today, right now, as we speak. So go Giants! As well, we also have CD release parties tonight for choir practice and frontline assembly. As well, They Shoot Horses is playing in town. And we're going to be starting off the program with somebody who's going to be playing a sold-out house along with Peter Elkis at the Commodore Ballroom. We're talking about none other than Joel Plaskett, with a little something from his CBC Radio 3 page. And this one is called True Patriot Love. Some Joel Plaskett to get the Canadian Way started off today here on CITR FM 101.9.
The chances are things went too far. Oh, my love, what have you gone into the arms of another one? Nothing I could do could make you stay. Got carried along, got carried away, got carried along and away. True patriot love, la 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 la. True patriot love.
Once we were the same, we'll be again, we'll be again. Good and loving light, stay with me through the night.
Stopped dead in my tracks, the fact is
was a little something, a little set of some bands, local bands, that are going to be doing either CD release parties or solo gigs in this fair city today. You just heard something from They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Question mark. Who are going to be having their CD release party tonight at the Lamplighter, which is quickly becoming one of CITR's very favorite venues, as they hold so many of the CITR IMU Productions shows there these days. But happening at the Lamplighter tonight is They Shoot Horses, Don't They? In celebration of their CD release party for their new CD Pickup Sticks, along with guests Hank and Lily and The Doers. So that should be a good one. That's happening at the Lamplighter tonight. Doors are open at 8 o'clock. Gig gets started shortly before 10. From They Shoot Horses, Don't They's new CD, their second effort for the Kills Rockstars label called Pickup Sticks, we heard the track called The Guest. And before that, we heard from The Choir Practice, another local band who are signed to the Mint Records label. Features none other than our very own Scott T of Scott T Scenic Drive fame. And they are going to be celebrating their CD release party tonight at the Railway Club. And from their self-titled debut record, we heard the track called I See Things. And that is getting underway at the Railway Club, the CD release party for The Choir Practice. And that'll be about a 10 o'clock start as well for that one. And I'm just trying to see what the guests are for this one. There was a handful of guests that were going to be going on with them, but it's not coming up at this point. That's the way it goes sometimes. Oh, alongside Victoria, Victoria and the Greenbelt Collective, always a popular act. Greenbelt Collective on CITR's airwaves. And of course, that's happening at the Railway Club tonight at 10 p.m. And before that, we started off about 15 minutes ago with an artist who used to play in a band called Thrush Hermit. And now he's solo. Well, not really solo. He's got a band called The Emergency. We're talking about none other than Joel Plaskett. And he's going to be playing alongside The Emergency. And special guest Peter Elkis, formerly of the Local Rabbits, who may or may not be together. Apparently in a recent review, recent interview with Mr. Elkis, he was mentioning that they might be back together ever since doing that song on the Rheostatics Tribute CD. So that's kind of sweet. We'll see if we can't maybe cram in some Local Rabbits later on in the program, so stay tuned for that. But from Joel Plaskett Emergency's self-titled CD, we heard the track called True Patriot Love, sort of a bit of an anthem here on the Canadian Way. Quite liking that one, one of Joel Plaskett's all-time best songs. So word has it that you may be able to get tickets for the Joel Plaskett Emergency / Peter Elkis show at the Commodore if you go up to the ticket window starting at 8 o'clock. When they open up doors. So check that out if you don't have a ticket and want to really, really get in there. There's your last option. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And speaking of gigs that are happening tonight, wow, there's a whole schmackload of them. We're going to get to the gig listings probably within the next half hour, so stay tuned for that. We are going to play a debut here, a CITR debut here on the Canadian Way once again, as we try to do at least once every show. And we are going to be playing something from the Parlor Steps, something from their brand new CD in the next set of music. But first, we're going to start off this set with a band who has not been together for a long time, but have decided to get back together and play a gig at the Plaza tonight, of all places. We're talking about Frontline Assembly. Mr. Bill Lieb, formerly of Skinny Puppy, has reformed the band and apparently have some music in the works, so we may hear something new from them coming down the pipeline in the next little while. But Frontline Assembly is playing tonight at the Plaza Club alongside The Start and Left Spine Down. And that'll be doors at 8 doors at 7 p.m. for that one. That's an early show, so be sure and get down to the Plaza Club early, as it sounds like Frontline Assembly is probably going to be hitting the stage sometime between 10 and 11. So there you go. You've been warned. From the 93 release. Wow, it's been a long time since new music from Frontline Assembly. This is from an EP which came off of the Metropolis Records label. It's called Comatose, and we're going to be listening to the opening track called Valium 15 Milligrams. Here is some Frontline Assembly playing the Plaza Club tonight to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Thank you.
summons the magic, commands the magic.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Don't wait for the weather, the land is
That was a little bit of something, something. That is a Canadian Way CITR debut. And I'm pleased as punch to bring it to you. It's a little something from local band Parlor Steps from their awesome brand new CD, which is actually seeing a CD release party happening tonight for it. We'll give you the deets in just a moment. Brand new CD from Parlor Steps is called Ambiguoso. I love that. That's an awesome name. And the name of the track that we heard from that CD was called Hot Romance. And things are kind of jumping for Parlor Steps these days. Like I said, they've got the big CD release party happening today. And that is IMUCITR co-production. The Parlor Steps and Nine Circa double CD release party with Parlor Steps, Nine Circa, The Feminists, and Pender playing at the Media Club. And that one is no minors, of course. It is a licensed event. And that one's going to be starting at around 9 o'clock with the doors opening at 8 p.m. $10 of the tickets at the door. And in honor of that, we played a little track from Parlor Steps, who, like I said, things are really shaking for them these days. They just got picked from over 15,000 entrants as the winner in the world-renowned international songwriting competition. Specifically, lead songwriter of Parlor Steps, Caleb Stoll, won it. And as a result now, the brand new song Thieves of Memory, which can be found on this brand new Parlor Steps CD, can be heard on the Adidas website, who's of course co-sponsor of that competition. As well, a song from their previous CD. This one is their fourth CD, but their third CD, which came out just over a year ago, called The Great Perhaps, boasts on it a song which has recently been getting lots of airtime on a new TV series that just got syndicated in the U.S. called Whistler. Name of the song was The Modern Today. So that's pretty sweet. Things really starting to happen for Parlor Steps. They got kind of a quirky way about them. I'm kind of glad to see somebody sort of picked up on them and started to license out their music. So congratulations on Caleb and the Parlor Steps. And be sure to get out to the Media Club tonight to see the co-CD release party with Parlor Steps and the band that we just played before Parlor Steps, the Nine Circa, from their brand new CD, Sleeves and Wigs, which can be found on the Copper Spine Records label. We heard the track called Eddie the Eagle, and I had to play that because who doesn't remember Eddie the Eagle back from the Lillehammer Olympics? Remember that crazy British guy who was just a little slow, a little bit special? And yet just kept trying to jump and jump and jump. And I would end up getting like the shortest jump every damn time and just kept competing. And then on his very last jump, wiped out and almost killed himself, basically. So that was pretty sweet. Anyways, suffice to say, Nordic jumping, the entry requirements are a lot stiffer since Eddie the Eagle competed a decade ago. That's back when the Olympics still meant something. Like they really ever meant something. Anyways, before the Nine Circa, we heard something from a band that will be playing tonight at the Plaza Club, along with guests, The Start and The Left and Left Spine Down. That was none other than Vancouver classic techno rockers Frontline Assembly, project of Mr. Bill Lieb, formerly of Skinny Puppy. He's reassembled the ranks of Frontline Assembly. Apparently, it's the full lineup, so if you're a fan, you might want to get out to the Plaza Club tonight. Early show starts at 7 p.m. from Frontline Assembly's Comatose EP, which came out pretty much 15 years ago now at this point. Like I say, it's been a long time since we've had recorded material from these guys, so it could be kind of cool to check them out after all these years. We heard the opening track from that CD called Volume 15 Milligrams. My name is Spike. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And today's show, the theme seems to be Canadian Way debuts. So we're going to keep the ball rolling on that. And we're going to play yet another CITR debut, courtesy The Canadian Way, from none other than Rick White Album, who is also known as Rick White, formerly of Eric's Trip fame. He's got a new project coming out called Brick White Album. Now, I originally said at the top of the show, erroneously, that this was a solo CD, second full-length solo from Rick White. This is actually a band called Rick White Album. So, like, think White Album, like the Beatles, and then put the name Rick in front of it, and you get Rick White Album, and you sort of scrunch it all into one word. And that's the name of Rick White's new band, Rick White Album. From their debut CD called Memo Reaper, which can be found on the Blue Void Records label, we're going to be listening to the track called Flicker. Here is some Rick White Album, a Canadian Way debut to start off this set of music on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
So don't say it feels bad. The general has reappeared. He woke up with the rats. And now you've got 3 months to go before you'll know what fun he had. Don't you dare go outside now when you can hide it. Dry your eyes are teary, bathing is a chore, and the general always wins, so there's no point in keeping score. I wish I could have you here, these cities are so lonely, but what I want's not what you've got. It comes down to an only. Picture yourself far away where every word is warm. A desperately romantic set of circumstances to form. Sigh in your room at night. It suits you well to look forlorn. There's a certain slant of light on winter afternoons, weighing heavy on your head and painting babes blue. But don't change things just for a change.
wish I could have you here. These cities are so lonely. What I want's not what you've got. It comes down to an only.
And we just featured a little set of music there from East Coast Acts. We started off that two-song Maritime Double Shot with a little something from Rick White album, the brand new project of Mr. Rick White, formerly of Eric's Trip, former frontman of Eric's Trip. And this is a brand new project for him. The CD itself, which is called Memo Reaper, and can be found on the Blue Void record label, basically boasts Rick playing pretty much everything, playing and singing pretty much everything. So that's kind of cool. But as a touring unit, he basically has had to farm out his talents, the talents of other Moncton, New Brunswick faithful. And the result is this CD that basically had their input and is, according to the bio sheet at least, a sort of living thing that sort of changes as they tour and riff on the different songs. So that's kind of cool. It does say here that on their website, myspace.com, Rick White album, you can actually go up there and download songs of his and play around with them and email them back off to him. I would imagine the idea is that they want to do some sort of a remix project coming down the line for that one. So, yeah, check it out. That could be kind of cool. From Rick White album, we heard the track called Flicker. And then from Halifax, Nova Scotia, we wrapped up that little East Coast set with something from Laura Peak and the Winning Hearts from a brand new CD, which we debuted a few weeks ago here on the show, called From the Photographs. It can be found on the Just Friends record label. We heard the track called The General. And Laura Peak kind of practicing a little bit of the Julie Doron liltingly fey kind of voice characteristics. I don't know. I don't know how you describe it, but it's sort of like that doesn't care but kind of cares too much kind of thing. Sounds like she's going to cry all the time. Anyways, from Laura Peak and the Winning Hearts, we heard the track, The General, and shows off that sort of Julie Doron-esque quality quite well. So, there you go. That's why we paired it up with Rick White. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We are going to get to the Vancouver live music listings for tonight, Friday, the 18th of May. Before we do tonight's listings, I do want to give you a little note about what's happening tomorrow at the Lamplighter. It is the Vancouver Air Guitar Championships. And you can go to airguitar.ca to register. You can register right up until the event happens tomorrow. That's starting at 8 p.m. And, of course, people that win, they'll be taking two winners from tomorrow's competition. And if you've seen Air Guitar Nation, basically it means that you'll go to the Canadian Championships out in Toronto. And then if you win there, you get to go on out to Finland and rock the mic so well. Happening tonight, no air guitar competitions, but nevertheless, like I said, a very exciting night in local music. For example, we've got Jim Burns. Wow, great granddaddy Jim Burns. Blues musician extraordinaire, still bumping around. He's playing tonight at the Cellar Restaurant Jazz Club doing a CD release party for his brand new self-titled CD. That's kind of cool. Over at the Cobalt on Main Street, we have Uncle Anus presenting the Naughty Camp DVD release party with Stalwart Vancouver Punkers Death Sentence, who I guess now basically live in Toronto because Uncle Anus has sort of gotten that project back and going. With guests JP5, Aging Youth Gang, and Dirty and the Derelicts. Wow, talk about a handful of other bands that have been around for frickin' ever in the Vancouver scene. And still going as strong as ever. As mentioned earlier, Joe Plaskett Emergency and Peter Elkis, formerly of local Rabbits fame, is playing at the Commodore Ballroom, sold-out event. No Miners, of course. $15 at the door for a limited number of tickets that have just been released. And the doors show starts at 9 p.m. We also have Blackberry Wood and the Carnival Band playing at Fairwood Pub over on Broadway. Broadway at Ash, I think it is. Broadway at Larch. One of those tree names. Anyways, that's $8 at the door and gets started at 7 o'clock. The album release party for Pickup Sticks featuring They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Hank Pine and Lily Fawn and the Doers. That's going to be tonight at the Lamplighter Lounge. We also have Rich Hope playing at the Main over on Main. It doesn't say the start time for that one, but it is an all-ages event, so that's pretty sweet. Parlor Steps and Nine Circa double CD release party featuring the Nine Circa, Parlor Steps, The Feminists, and Pender is happening over at the Media Club over on 695 Canby Street. TheMediaClub.ca if you want to find out all the deets for that. $10 at the door, starts at 8 p.m. Fireball Productions presents The Uprights and Slim Sandy at Pat's Pub. No Miners, 9 o'clock is the doors for that one. Fundraiser for El Salvador featuring Daniel Viglietti from Uruguay is happening over at the Peretz Theater, and that is over in on Ash Street, 6184 Ash Street here in Vancouver. And $20 at the door, but all funds raised do go to help the struggling fight their government in El Salvador. I put a question mark at the end of that because who knows what the hell is going on there, because there's all sorts of wiggity news coming out of El Salvador. Their government's attacking people. People are attacking the government. Who the hell do you believe? But it's a freaking mess over there. So that's a good, worthwhile fundraiser to go to. SPM Music Biz in Shaftbury presents The People Versus and the Next 100 Years with guests Black Betty and Halcyon. That's happening over at the Piccadilly Pub over on Pender Street. $8 if you have the flyer, $10 otherwise at the door. Doors are at 9 p.m. and it all gets started at 10. Of course, we mentioned before, Frontline Assembly with guests The Start and Left Spine Down are playing at the Plaza Club. $22 in advance if you have tickets already, $24 at the door. It's an early show, starts at 7 p.m., so get your bones down there because it's starting shortly. We also have a Mint Records CD release party with the Choir Practice, Victoria, Victoria, and Greenbelt Collective happening at the Railway Club tonight. Doesn't say how much it is, but the doors will be at 9 p.m., so check that out. Wow, it should be interesting to see how they manage to cram all the 20-some-odd members of the Choir Practice. Well, not 20, there's like 10 of them, but it's a lot of people, and it's a very small stage over at the Railway Club, so that could be interesting just to check out how they do that. Kevin House is playing at Rhyme, and that's an all-ages event. Of course, Rhyme is over on Commercial Drive, 1130 Commercial Drive, and that one is $8 at the door, 10 p.m. start for Kevin House at Rhyme. We also have the Rogue Folk Club presents Frigg at the St. James Hall. Seven-piece fiddlers from Finland. That could be kind of crazy. Wow. We also have happening at the Sweatshop at 1820 East Pandora. Canaries Cheerleader Camp, Treacherous Machete, and Believe. Tickets are, it's an all-ages event. Tickets are $5 at the door. And once again, that's at 1820 East Pandora. It's a venue called Sweatshop. And doors will be happening at 8 p.m. with the music getting started at 9. And then finally, one more show for tonight at Video Inn Studios, an all-ages event with It's a Living Thing, Hung Jury, Search Parties, and Goodbye Enemy Airship. Tickets are $6 at the door. Doors are at 8:45. Finishes around noon tonight. And actually, 8:30 is the doors. 8:45 is when the music gets started. So there you go. You've been warned. We're going to get back to some more music in just a moment here. If there's any gigs that I've missed or that you think that we should be listing on the program, of course, it doesn't have to just be today. It could be within the next week until we're back on the air next week. Or it could be happening tonight as well. Remember, give me a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. If there's anything I've missed that you think should be listed in the gig listings. Of course, we only ever have time for Fridays because there's always so ding-dang much happening on this night. So there you go. Yeah, or you can email me, of course, if there's any gigs that are coming up that you want me to announce on the air, thecanadianway@popstar.com. Or, of course, on MySpace, myspace.com/CanadianWay. And you can send me an email that way as well. We're going to get this set of music started with an artist from Kitchener, Ontario. Goes by the name of Kid Gib. From his self-titled CD, we're going to be listening to the track called Run Around. Here is some Kid Gib from Kitchener to get this set of music started here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
guess the drama never got that old. Welcome overstayed inside from the cold. I guess the drama never got that old. This welcome's overstayed inside.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Pilot's got a knife. Yeah, she's packing. She'll never sleep. Just in case there's too many things to take its place. Views on pilots blues, views on pilots blues. Thank you.
connection. It's at the very high speed with crystal clear reception.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. Got about a half hour left in the program here, and we've got to do some commercial messages for you in just a moment. So it's actually kind of informative commercial messages, so you want to actually stay tuned for it. But in the meantime, we'll let you know that you just heard a Canadian Way CITR debut. Yet another one. Wow, we're chock-a-block today on today's episode of The Canadian Way from Vancouver's very own Bel Rios. From their brand new CD called A Demonstration by Bel Rios. In other words, it's a demo CD. I don't know if that's going to actually be the name of the CD once it actually gets released, but all I can tell you is that these songs are pretty darn good. From Bel Rios' new release, you heard the track called You Bring the Duct Tape. And apparently they should be doing a series of CD release parties soon for that. I'll keep you up to date once I find out more about that. Before Bel Rios, we heard from a group that will be coming into the Canadian Way next week as guests to chit-chat and play some music and some of their favorite Canadian tracks. We're talking about Becky and Maya, who collectively are known as The Pack, one of the more played local bands so far on the Canadian Way, at least in the last few months. And, of course, The Pack managed to score the number one top CD on last month's CD countdown. So congratulations to them from The Pack's brand new CD, Tintype, which can be found on the 13MC music label. We heard the track called Pilot's Blues. And remember to tune in to next week's program to listen to the interview with The Pack. That should be kind of cool. Before that, we heard from a band from Edmonton, Alberta called The Line Atlantic. Features a couple of guys, a couple of girls, sort of intertwining the boy-girl lyric thing, as many bands seem to be catching on to these days. From their CD, which is their second full-length release, a self-released effort called The Subhuman Condition, we heard the track called Shaking Hands, Shaking Heads. And before that, from Kitchener, Ontario, we heard from Kid Gibb from his self-released, self-titled CD. We heard the track called Run Around. We're going to come back with a set of debut music from local bands Said the Whale, Hmong Tog, and some other good stuff after these messages.
Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radiophiles will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
And you are listening to the Canadian Way. We have less than a half hour, less than 25 minutes, as a matter of fact, to get to all the rest of the music that we have. And we have lots, kids. This set of music is going to be three debuts from local and BC bands. In just a moment, we're going to hear something from Vancouver's Montauk, as well as something from Kelowna-based band, the Wasabi Collective. But first, we're going to get this set of debut, Canadian Way CITR debut songs, started with something from Vancouver's Said the Whale from their brand new self-release CD called Taking Abalonia. We're going to be listening to the track called The Banks of the English Bay, where I kind of wish I might be hanging out this weekend, but it looks like it's going to be really crappy weather. But that's the way it goes on Victoria Day long weekends. Here is Said the Whale, a Canadian Way debut here on CITR FM 101.9.
Without question, no hesitation, we listen to our mother's vibration. Ooh, we plant in the seeds of inspiration, grow the colors of our imagination. Yeah.
Do you feel your imagination growing on and on?
Yes.
Look all around, don't you feel that white light?
It's coming through you.
'Cause we are here right now, loving, learning, being free. And aren't you all?
better man. I want to be a better man. Better man, not a bitter man. No, I want to be a better man. Part of the master plan. Better man now, healing with my hands. At the sweet end, get on my feet, love myself from my heart, and all will go smoothly from the source I flow. Little one, it can be more fun. Open my eyes and see the sun. The moon reflecting love in every direction. What are we made of? What are we made of?
What are we made of?
Yes, we made of love. What are we made of?
Time that's gone, we come love now and forevermore.
We come love,
yeah. As all the time we spent is gone,
we come love.
Orb, the healing of the nation, feel your goodness in the levitation, taking part in celebration, or feeds the collective creation without questions or hesitation. We listen to our mother's vibration, or planting the seeds of inspiration, grow the colors of our imagination.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
A river of
like you're floating, man. That's crazy, crazy stuff. Ending off that set of debut Vancouver / Kelowna artists in that last set of music. And we ended off that set with a little something from a Quebecois artist who's now based in Vancouver. Goes by the moniker of Montag, which of course is German for Monday. And Montag is otherwise known as Antoine Bedard, who's been based in Vancouver for about the last 5 years. Used to be an integral part of the Montreal scene, having jammed with members of the High Dials. And his Montag's brand new CD, which is the second release that he's done for the Car Park Records label, is called Going Places. And the name of the track that we heard also features a guest appearance, as does many of his other tracks. The name of the song is called 322 Water. And it features the vocal talents of a one Ida Nilsson of great Aunt Ida fame. On the CD also are vocals and guest appearances from the likes of Amy Milan from Stars, Leah Abramson, of course, of local folk music fame, and Victoria Legrand of Beach House. So interesting stable of female vocalists that he's managed to round up for this CD, Montag, Going Places. Before Montag, we heard something from a Kelowna collective, artist collective, I guess, for want of a better term, and they call themselves Wasabi Collective, and their brand new CD is their second full-length affair, which is also self-released, as was their debut CD, which came out a couple years ago, called Stories Not Forgotten. And we heard a little song about cooking called Herb. And we'll leave it at that. Some people like cooking more than others. Before that, we heard something, a debut from another Vancouver band called Said the Whale from their brand new CD, Taking Abalonia, which I believe is a full-length debut by them and is a self-released effort. Neat little digipack design here. The Banks of the English Bay is the name of the track we heard from that one. Time's a waste, and we got less than 10 minutes left in the program. We're going to get back to some brand new music from Vancouver's Abernathy from their CD College Grove. We're going to listen to the track called Millions to start off this set of music on CITR FM 101.9, The Canadian Way.
Yeah. listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Been yet another edition of the Canadian Way, which comes to you every Friday evening from 6 until 7:30. This is Spike signing off. But first of all, we got to let you know that you heard from the top of the set Vancouver's Abernathy from their new CD College Grove. We heard the track called Millions. That can be found on the Spinning Gold Records label, and they're playing June 1st at Pat's Pub, opening up for Addicts and Sellers. Following that was Toronto's The Ghost Is Dancing from their CD The Darkest Spark, which can be found on Sonic Onion. We heard the track called We'll Make It. Following that, No, Your Radio wasn't broken. It was just something from Vancouver's Heartwarmongering from the Views soundtrack, which of course is a compilation of CD tracks from the Northern Electric Company local record label. Of course, it's a all has to do with the photography of a local artist who I don't have handy at the moment. But nevertheless, we heard the track called The Vanishing Repertoire. And finally, we wrapped it up with something from a Victoria band called The Bad Beers from their CD Zombies from Beyond the Surf, which can be found on the 1234 Records label. Features former members of House of Commons, which of course was John Wright's first producing gig slash early side project from No Means No. And it got a decidedly surf punk thing going there with a track called Spider Rocket Surf. And like I said, that just about does it for yet another edition of the Canadian Way. Before I go, just want to remind you to go check out the Memorial Cup on Channel 22 happening all week this week. Go Giants! And of course, be sure and tune into the Canadian Way next week as we have Maya and Becky from the Pack coming in to chat and play some music. So tune in for that. And remember, you can catch the Canadian Way on podcast. If you miss any of the broadcasts, CITR.ca, click on podcast, click on the Canadian Way, and download to your heart's content. Remember to right-click first. My name is Spike, reminding you to always, always buy Canadian. And to support your local music scene, be sure and go catch a gig or two. Until next Friday, have yourself a good long weekend. Spike signing off. Have a good one. Go Giants!